Carrie, welcome to Boomer Radio.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, Carrie is here. Carrie Osborne.
Oswald.
Oswald. I knew it was something like
that. That's okay.
I knew it was something like that. And I just lost all my notes to talk to you about. Where'd they go? Oh, here they are. They're over here. There we go. Yeah. I have met you before.
You have.
We go back a ways, but you're with somebody different now.
I am. I'm with a company called Education First. We help place foreign exchange students. Foreign exchange students come here from their countries. And so we have a couple of students with us today. And also my coworker, Pam, is with me.
Mm-hmm. What does it take to host an exchange student?
That is such a good question. It's really simple. It is filling out an application. Do you have an extra bed in your home? A permanent bed, not an inflatable bed, but a permanent bed. You could help provide two meals a day for our students. They come with their own money, with all of the spending money, and they are responsible for their phone and so many other things. And then the other thing, just to be 25 years old or older.
Okay. So. Had you done this before?
I have done it a few times. One of the first times was actually she went home during COVID. So I only got to have her in my home for 6 months.
What are some of the things you learned from your experience of having an exchange student in your home?
I learned that these young people come to us. They may not know everything about our country, so it's our gift to go ahead and teach them many things. One of our young students actually had never seen the frost on the trees before. And so I remember filming a video because I was just like, wow, it is so beautiful here. She had never seen it before. She had never driven through a drive-through. We took her through Wendy's. And she ate in her car in our car.
Oh, and she loved it.
And
you know, it's just like having a grandchild where you get to see the world through their eyes. That would be like having an opportunity to see America.
Yes.
To see Omaha, to see all the wonderful things that we have here.
Yes.
Through the eyes of someone who's never seen it and experienced it before.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That would
exactly.
be really cool. That yeah. would be really cool. Well, so Frederick is staying with you right now. Is that right?
He's actually staying with my coworker, Pam.
Oh, with Pam. Frederick. You're mm-hmm. with Pam. Frederick, mm-hmm. where are you from?
I'm from Norway.
And how long have you been here?
I've been here about 2 weeks.
2 weeks? Now.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you, had you been to America before?
Never been to America before, no.
And what grade are you?
I'm going to start in my 12th year.
Okay, so it'd be a senior. And where are you going to go to school?
I'm going to Platteview.
Uh-huh. So you've been here for 2 weeks.
About 2 weeks, yeah.
What's the most interesting thing that you've run across?
I mean, my first 10 days with a camp with EF, which was an amazing experience. We were in New York, Philadelphia, and at the campus. So mm-hmm. the most interesting and fun thing was probably New York because mm-hmm. it's the dream. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But now you're in Nebraska. You're a long way from New York.
Yeah.
So what are your expectations here?
Ooh. I mean, living the good life.
He figured that out right away,
yeah.
didn't he?
That was perfect. We didn't tell him to say that at all.
He read the sign when he went over the river. Good
yeah.
job. Good job. Well, Frederick, we wish you the best and have a great year.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, how amazing. And Noah, come around and put on the headphones, Noah. Noah is here. And Carrie, Noah is living with you.
He is. And both of these young men they've gone to camp previous to coming to Nebraska, but they've only been here in Nebraska for 3 days now.
Okay.
They just got here Saturday.
Noah, where are you from?
I'm also from Norway.
Oh, you're from Norway also?
Yeah.
Okay, so the two of you. Did you know each other before, you and Frederick?
No, we met at the airport in uh-huh. JFK.
Why'd you decide to get into the program and spend a year here?
I felt kind of adventurous, wanted to indulge myself in another culture,
mm-hmm.
see other ways of life.
You weren't running from the law?
No, not at all.
No, okay. All right. And where are you going to go to school?
I'm going to go to Papillion La Vista South.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are you going to participate in any extracurricular things? So you, yeah. Do you do soccer? Or?
I hope to make the basketball team. Mm-hmm. I know it's pretty competitive here in America, but I will try.
Okay. And you played in Norway then?
Yeah, I played in Norway.
Okay. What do you hope to get out of this year?
I want to grow as a person, because in Norway, I'm pretty dependent on my parents, I want to become a more independent person, mm-hmm. maybe become a more talkative person, because in Norway you don't talk as much, but here in America it's more outgoing and outspoken yeah. culture.
Oh, you're doing well. I think he's coming out of his shell.
He's doing great. Yeah. Nice job.
Yeah, yeah, very. Well, you know, and right now, appreciate it. Thank you, Noah. We wish you and Frederick the best. Carrie, there's a huge shortage of families to host these exchange students. Yes. How short are we?
Sure. Well, each year there's between 2,500 and 3,000 students placed in the U.S. And right now, you know, school is going to begin in a few weeks. We have under 80 students that need placement throughout the U.S. I would love to challenge our listeners to host 5 to 10 of those students. And I have a list of schools that have openings, if you don't mind me sharing.
Oh, go ahead.
I want to challenge these parents.
Do you have to live in that district?
You do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yep. But we have Millard West, Gretna, Westside. We have some OPS schools open, Ralston, Bellevue East, Fort Calhoun, Blair, and I really want to shout out Lincoln. Lincoln Standing Bear High School, we have openings there. And so we can help you very quickly assimilate, get your application in, and get things started. And that's all by going to our website, which is efexchangeyear.org.
Yeah. Do you have to have, does it help if you have students already in the home? I mean, your own kids? So grandparents, somebody who's a grandparent age.
Sure. It's just over 25. So it could be an empty nester. It could be someone with little kids. It could be anyone.
All right. Somebody wants more information on this Education First Exchange Program. Mm-hmm. Who do they get a hold of, or how do they do this?
Well, I am going to post something on behalf of Jack here with the information on how to get a hold of me. But I'm going to give you my phone number, 402-250-8669, or go to our website, efexchangeyear.org. Fill out the referral link and tell them you heard about this through Carrie on the radio.
Well, what fun.
Yeah,
What fun. Hey, we wish you guys the best. Thanks for coming in. You know, we're going to have to get them caught up here on boomer music,
The
60s and 70s and all this great music.
Because
it's not the year that you were born that makes you a boomer, guys. It's the fact you love this music. Have you heard this music before? Have you really? Well, Frederick, get up there one more time. So you've loved this kind of music, or you've heard of it before? You've heard it.
I've heard it, and sometimes I listen to old music, yeah.
Yeah. What's your favorite old music or favorite old group?
I like Frank Sinatra a lot.
Oh, really?
Now, wasn't Frank Sinatra... No, it's Fred Astaire that was born here in Omaha.
Right. Yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, mm-hmm. Fred Astaire. Mm-hmm. Well, Frank Sinatra, I tell you what, we have to do a Frank Sinatra song. And you said you had a great time in New York?
Yeah.
All right. How about this? We'll go out with this for Frederick and Noah. Thank you, guys. Carrie, thank you.
Thanks, Jack.
And let's get some homes opened up here for these exchange students. Let's do that. All right. A little Sinatra, a little New York, New York for our new boomer friends from Norway. Yeah. Keep booming, my friends.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it, New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York. We'll be right back. in a city that never sleeps. And find I'm a number one, top of the list, king of the hill. Town blues. Up to you, New York, New York, New York.
New York, New York, and Sinatra on the Boomer Radio Network. And that was for Frederick and for Noah. They are foreign exchange students that have just arrived in America and will be here in the Omaha Metro for the school year. And they have a great need right now for host families. And you can welcome an international exchange student. And hosting is all about just the simple things, you know, backyard barbecue, movie nights, laughing around the kitchen table, and listening to Boomer Radio. Yeah, that was so interesting. Frederick, you like this kind of music, Frederick? Oh, yeah, you love Sinatra. They both Frederick and Noah come here from Norway. And I've just been here for a couple of days and in the States for about 10 days. So how fun. How fun. Carrie Oswald is who you need to get a hold of if you're interested in maybe hosting a student. You can get a hold of her. You can find out more at, what is that? It's a exchange school. It is a high school exchange year. I'm looking for a website on here. She gave me one, but don't think I didn't retain it. So we'll get hopefully we can get a link up, you know, to this, or you can email me and I can get you some more information on that. So really cool. Thank you. Thank you. So those two young men were quite impressive. A couple of great kids.